Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Again, he is Josh Edwards, an NFL draft writer for CBS Sports, and he joins us now. Josh, how's it going?
Going pretty well. Everybody wants to talk about the Browns recently. I can't figure out why. I mean, it's not like they've been making headlines here the last couple of days. So excited to talk to you guys a little bit more about what's been happening.
Yeah, you know, just quiet times. I mean, Kenny Pickett, Myles Garrett, no names that anybody really cares about, right? It's just nothing
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Just stockpiling former Steelers first round picks. Just business as usual.
It's a good place to be. Let's start with Kenny Pickett. In terms of the draft for the Browns, is Kenny Pickett a move that changes anything with what the Browns are going to do at the number two pick as it relates to a quarterback?
No, not at all, in my opinion. I think, ultimately at the end of the day, you have to stick with your convictions at the position, whether that is good or bad. I don't know if they have a preference between Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, or if Ward is off the board, if they're more comfortable just waiting until that second group of quarterbacks potentially on day two. I don't really know what the considerations are for them at this point, but I don't think Pickett changes the equation at all. I still think they would like to add a veteran quarterback to the room, and then I still think at some point, whether that's day one or day two, they'll still probably take a rookie quarterback.
Is there anything, Kenny Pickett-wise, did that do anything for you as a potential starter for a team, even if he had to step in at the beginning of the year or had to step in towards the end of the year and play multiple games? Does he have it in him from when he was a first-round pick to now, or is he more so now slotted into NFL backup territory?
I think he's more of a backup that could excel in the right situation, give them a couple of wins, if he were to play for an extended period of time. Just going back to that draft process, I didn't have a first-round grade on him. I thought he was more of a day-two type of player. But what we know from Kevin Stefanski, he wants somebody that's going to be able to play on time, play in rhythm, get the ball quickly, and that is something that they did not have last year, to be frank with you. They weren't able to push the ball downfield, with Deshaun Watson. He just wasn't willing to take those chances. So I think if he can at least play on time and give them a little bit of rhythm in the short to intermediate, that'll give him some competent quarterback play. But at the end of the day, I don't think he has the high-end traits that's going to make this a long-term fit for the Browns.
I guess something that popped up, obviously, as you talk about Kenny Pickett, it's the first thing that always pops up, hand size. Is that something that legitimately, in your eyes, changes how you would feel about a quarterback between a guy who has a large hand size, a small hand size, and their ability to play quarterback in the NFL?
I think it depends on the player. Generally speaking, yes, I would say that it does impact how I view a player a little bit. But when you have a track record of playing in kind of inclement weather, the way that Pickett has going back to his days at Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, and then, of course, with the Steelers, we've seen him play through that a little bit. So I'm a little less concerned with him just because he does have some comfort in that situation. But for some players, let's say you're primarily accustomed to playing in a warm climate, all of a sudden you start throwing in all these different variables, you know, about the difference in weather and, you know, the time of year that you're playing in the AFC North, all of this physicality. Once you have, you know, the small hands on top of that, I think is where it starts kind of changing the narrative a little bit. But I'm a little less concerned with Pickett just because he's kind of already shown that he can handle it, you know, in this area of the country.
Josh, last question I'll ask you about Kenny Pickett. Would you ever trust a quarterback that wears two gloves?
No. No, personally.
That's
no.
A good answer. That's a good answer. We're on the same page. I just want to make sure we were in sync. Two glove quarterbacks, I'm out immediately. You can wear one, yeah. That's fine. Can't be the two.
No, it's a weird aesthetic. I think Teddy Bridgewater did that at one point too, and you know it worked for him. So I guess there is a track record of it possibly being successful, but you know, just own personal preferences. I would prefer my quarterback not to have to wear two gloves. But hey, that's just me.
I will talk to you about another quarterback though, Josh. A lot of rumors floating around right now with the Browns potentially going after Kirk Cousins. Obviously, sort of in a wait-and-see mode with what Atlanta decides to do. Would you be more or less confident in the Browns taking a quarterback at the start of the draft if they were to go out and get Kirk, or does it just not change it at all?
Yeah, I don't think it changes it at all. I think they're going to take a player at the top of the first round if they feel convicted about that player. If they don't, I think they're more than comfortable waiting for that day two group, whether or not it's Jackson Dart from Ole Miss or whether it's Jalen Milroe from Alabama. You know, I don't know that the gap between Shedeur Sanders and that group is as big as what it has been made out to be at certain points in the draft process. So I think that they would probably lean towards Ward and then be comfortable waiting until, you know, late first round, potentially early second round, to address the quarterback situation if it came to it. But even if you bring in Cousins, I still think that that is a short-term answer at a much longer-term view of the quarterback situation in Cleveland. I think they need to figure that situation out. You know, Myles Garrett certainly did not come back because he feels that Kirk Cousins or Kenny Pickett would be the long-term answer at quarterback in Cleveland. So I still think you have to figure that out regardless of whether or not you are ultimately able to get Kirk Cousins.
Josh Edwards, NFL draft writer for CBS Sports, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If you're taking a quarterback at the top of this draft and you had to have a veteran in front of him to sort of mentor him through his way if he's not going to start right away, out of these three options, who would you rather have between Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers?
I think it would have to be Kirk Cousins. He's kind of found himself in that situation already with Michael Penix Jr. this past season. I know it wasn't necessarily something that he signed up for. I think he said as much when he joined the Falcons or after Penix was drafted, rather. But I like that fit better than I would a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, just because I've always gotten the impression that they are a little bit more, you know, interested in just kind of pushing forward their own narrative. Specifically with Rodgers, you know, dating back to his time in Green Bay, he was obviously very frustrated when they took Jordan Love in the first round. So I don't think that he longs for the days of that happening again. Russell Wilson probably in the middle. So I'd probably go Cousins, then Wilson, then Rodgers. But I think Cousins, just his demeanor, his professionalism, his background with Kevin Stefanski, is ultimately why I would favor him in that situation.
I would probably tend to agree. As we look at this quarterback class, Josh, you and I haven't spoken since the combine, so I do have to just throw it out to you and sort of ask the question where you stand right now with this quarterback class, specifically as it relates to Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders near the top.
Yeah, it hasn't changed too much for me. Cam Ward has been and still is quarterback one for me in this draft class. I just think he offers you a little bit more upside, a little bit more playmaking ability. I think the gap to Shedeur Sanders, at least for me personally, I have a day two grade on him. So honestly, not that different from where I had Kenny Pickett at the time. And that may prove to be incorrect, of course, but just as we sit here today, that's kind of how I view him, just the way this past season has played out. I do think the criticism of him has been a little bit unfair in the way that he carries himself. He's obviously a very confident quarterback, but, you know, just listening to him at the combine and seeing him kind of work the room a little bit, I never got the sense that it was overly arrogant or would become an issue for his teammates and the people that were around him. So if they ultimately went in that direction, I think that they would be fine for that. But, you know, just in the grand scheme of things, I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe Tennessee just stays put at number one and actually takes Cam Ward, which then puts a very interesting curveball on the draft because you've got the Browns and you've got the Giants sitting there with needs at the quarterback position as well. So do either of them get desperate, or do we truly see Sanders fall down a little bit farther than maybe people had expected a month or two ago?
Would either of those two quarterbacks for you be worthy of a day one start? They walk into the building and are immediately QB1 for their team, Cam Ward or Shador?
I think Ward could. And to be honest with you, both of those quarterbacks have shown that they can go into new situations and make the most of it. You know, Shador going from Jackson State to Colorado, there was some questions about whether or not he could handle that leap in competition, and he did that with ease. They got better both the years that he was there. Cam Ward, similar conversation. He went from Incarnate Word to Washington State and then now at Miami. He's elevated each of those programs along the way. Miami, you know, they've struggled in recent history, but he was able to bring them some big victories this past season and kind of help them have an eye towards the future a little bit. So I think both of them have shown a capability of uplifting the players around them and making the most of their environments. But for me personally, I think Ward is better suited to handle that transition because he has a little bit more mobility than Sanders does at this point in time. So that gives you a little bit more time to figure out the passing part of the game. You know, as you try to learn how to read out defenses and learn the speed of the game and everything that comes with being a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Again, Josh Edwards, CBS Sports, with us on the hotline. More general draft question for you. As we look at the first round of this quarterback class, what would you put the odds of the fact of potentially getting three quarterbacks to go in the first round?
It's a weird conversation because at one point I would have taken the under on 2.5. You know, that's going to be the popular number, I think, because most people have assumed Cam Ward, Shador Sanders would be guaranteed locks, and then whether or not Jackson Dart or another quarterback is going to get in there in the first round. And I would have said no. I thought it was more likely that only two quarterbacks went in the first round. But now that I've kind of seen this offseason play out, I do wonder if the possibility exists that we see three quarterbacks in the first round because, you know, the Giants are still very desperate for a long-term answer at the position. The same is true of Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And you know how it gets on draft night. Once you start getting a little bit anxious about whether or not your guy is going to fall to you or be available, teams get a little bit desperate and they make moves that, you know, maybe they regret in hindsight. So I'm starting to think that just the way that this offseason has played out, and maybe this changes over the next couple of weeks as we see how the quarterback, you know, carousel kind of stops. But I think that there's a chance that we see three quarterbacks taken in the first round now.
I would then I'll one up that question once again to you, Josh. Any shot that you would potentially, with all of the teams you just named, even get four quarterbacks in the first round, maybe a Jackson Dart and a Jalen Milroe slipping their way in?
I don't think so. Okay. Jalen Milroe, I do think he showed improvement from his season to the NFL Combine, just in his footwork and being able to, you know, project his passing capabilities forward a little bit. But I still have some lingering questions about whether or not that's something that can be sustained, or if that was kind of a flash in the pan. And I'm sure teams are kind of dying to get him in the building to learn for themselves if he truly is making those you know, improvements upon his own game.
The other thing that's been sort of floated around Cleveland has been the idea that the Browns should go through and actually take two quarterbacks within this class, one at the top of the draft and then one farther down in the draft, similar to, I think, like a Patriots idea of a Drake May and a Joe Milton. What are your thoughts on that process generally for his a team looking for a quarterback to take two stabs at it, and I guess throw a name in there that you like late in the draft? For
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Quarterback.
I think Joe Milton was a unique situation because of how athletically gifted that he is. You know, it's kind of cliche, but it's almost, you know, like taking a lottery ticket because he does have this massive arm. He has this massive frame to the point where you're just kind of intrigued to see if you can develop it a little bit farther. So I think that was a little bit of a unique situation. You've only got so many spots that you could fill on your roster. So I don't know if the day three talent would be there for Cleveland to do that unless they took like a Jalen Milroe on day two. Then maybe they come back and take somebody that, you know, could be a little bit more comfortable playing early. And in that situation, somebody like Graham Mertz from Florida or Seth Hennigan from Memphis, you know, could be part of that equation. But I still think that they would probably only take one quarterback just because it feels like they're going to take two veterans during the offseason. So it would be pretty tight on the numbers, I think, at that point if they were to take two rookie quarterbacks.
We obviously know Browns making headlines. We started the interview. Myles Garrett back in Cleveland after the entire debacle that went down. A lot that we could ask from that, but I'll stick to the draft side of it. Is Abdul Carter's chances of being a Cleveland Brown skewed or changed at all by Myles Garrett being added back to Cleveland?
I don't think it changes it. I think that Carter has been an intriguing fit for the Browns, whether or not Myles was there. And I was always under the assumption that he would be back. And yet I've been intrigued by the possibility of Carter and Myles Garrett playing together because this Browns roster is going to have their deficiencies. There's no way around it. But if you have a couple of players that are capable of applying a pass rush the way that Carter has shown he was able to do at Penn State and obviously how Myles has shown over the course of his career, I think that takes a lot of the pressure off of some of the other aspects of your roster. And it's always good to have an ace in your hand. So if your pass rush is something that can win you football games while you figure out the rest of your roster, I think that's an ideal situation because teams are you'd be very hard-pressed to find two competent pass rushers of that quality, and I think the Browns would be lucky to have them. So if that's a scenario that plays out, if Cam Ward goes number one overall and Cleveland's left sitting there at number two overall, I think Abdul Carter would be a home run and one that they wouldn't really have to think about very long.
All right, Josh, I'll get you out of here with this. Right now, your best guess for the Browns at number two, what they do with the pick?
I would have to say Abdul Carter. I just think that things seem to be moving in a direction where Tennessee is more likely to take a quarterback number one overall or potentially be more intrigued by what the Giants can offer from number three overall to move up the board than what they would potentially get from the Browns. So I tend to think that Cam Ward will go number one overall, whether it's the Titans or the Giants. And then Cleveland will be sitting there at number two overall, and I happen to think that Abdul Carter is probably high on their board. So I would go in that direction, I think, if I were the Browns.
All right, Josh, always good to hear from you. Look forward to seeing some more of your work on CBS and hopefully talking soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.